Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming in your life. And today we're going to talk about overcoming lust and sexual bondages, sexual desires that are contrary to the Word of God. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3, "For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness." God has called us to holiness. We are to abstain from fornication. We are to possess our vessel. That word concupiscence means an evil longing for that which is forbidden. We're not to have that evil longing for that which is forbidden, which is from lust. We're not to have any uncleanness, but God says we are to walk in holiness. When we're talking about fornication or wrong sexual attitudes, this would be any wrong sexual behavior outside of the bonds of marriage. Any perverse sexual behavior in any area, including inside of marriage. And the word fornication is the Greek word porneia, from which we get our word pornography. It means to indulge in unlawful lust, harlotry, whoredoms, to be a whoremonger, and we're involved in any kind of sexual activity outside of the normal activity within marriage, and this is all areas of sin. Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, "Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth." The first one it lists is fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. "For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience." God wants us to deal with our members. If we don't, then wrath will come. We must stay away from uncleanness. This means impurity, whether it's physical or moral. Inordinate affection refers to depraved passions and desires, especially of the mind, where someone is fantasizing in the mind or having these lustful attitudes in the mind. To mortify means to put to death, to deaden, and to subdue. You are to put to death, to subdue your members. And you are not to allow them to have place to anything that is of sexual sin that is contrary to the Word of God. In Romans chapter 6, verse 13, the Bible says, "Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God." Your members includes the things that you contact anything with. It would include your eyes, your ears, your mind, your mouth. And especially, it's very important about your eyes, what you see, your ears, what you hear, and your mind in the area of sexual bondages. You do not want to see things on TV or on videos or in magazines or wherever that is going to minister lust or fornication attitudes, wrong sexual desires to you. You want to stay away from that. You also want to watch what you hear, and you want to watch what you think in your mind. You don't want to be fantasizing or thinking on sexual things that are forbidden, that will open up the door for demonic spirits of that type to come in to you. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, we're to be followers of God as dear children. But fornication, all uncleanness, or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as become a saint. That's in verse 3. "For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God." Boy, that's a strong statement. We're not to let any of this be named among us as become a saint, not even once. God wants us absolutely to stay away from this, and we are to not be deceived, knowing the fact that wrath is certainly going to come upon us. We cannot be a partaker of evil things and think that we won't have judgment coming upon us. Instead, we're to walk in the light of God's Word, and we are to reprove all of the works of darkness. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9 says, "Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor the effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." It's very important that we stay away from these things. And down in verse 13 it says, "Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body." And then in verse 15 it says, "Know you not that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. What, know you not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. For he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body." We must realize that we've got to stay away from any kind of sexual sin in our life. It will hinder our inheritance. The Bible says this is deception. Be not deceived. God wants you to stay away from fornication. That's any kind of sexual activity that's contrary and outside of the bonds of marriage. Adultery, of course, is having sex with a person who is married. You should have nothing to do with it. It also can be even in your mind. The Bible says if you look on a woman to lust after her in your heart, you have committed it already. It doesn't have to be the act, but it can be that within your own heart. The effeminate there refers to, this Greek word is katamite, which means a male prostitute. That refers to sexual activity between a man and a boy. Boy, that is perverse. It talks about the abusers of themselves with mankind. That's the word for sodomites. And this is referring to any kind of abnormal type of sexual activity. Sodomy, that would include homosexuality, lesbianism, all of these things are absolutely an abomination unto the Lord. God wants you to have nothing to do with this. In fact, the sodomite was one who was consecrated to Ashtart or Venus, who were sexual goddesses, and they were prostituting their body for her honor. That's what a sodomite was in the past. We have got to stay away from all sexual sin in any area of our life. You know, there's many Christians today, they may not be out and actually committing the act, but they're dealing with the problems in their mind. They're dealing with lustful attitudes. They're dealing with fantasizing. They even have sexual dreams. God wants you to get set free from this. You need deliverance from these spirits. Perhaps you were involved in sexual sin before you were born again. What happens is the spirits come in and they have not left until you've cast them out. Also, they can cause a lot of the physical problems that you're having in your body. Because remember, it says that every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. And that shows you the fact that it is going to have effect upon you. The Bible says, "Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost who is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own." We're to glorify God in our body and in our spirit. Why? Because we've been bought with a price, praise God. So he says, flee fornication. Stay away from it, praise God. Do not let yourself yield to that at any time in your life. Very important. We must repent. Now, if you've had sexual sin in your life, you need to confess that as sin, repent of it, turn from it, and make the decision that you're never going to yield to it again. In 1 Corinthians 10:8, it says, "Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. 23,000 died because they committed fornication. There was great judgment that came upon them. We've got to turn away from these things. If we do not turn away from sexual sin, even in our mind, then we're going to open up the door for destruction and judgment to come. As in Numbers 25, it talks about how the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And then those that died in the plague were 24,000. 24,000 died in that plague because they were involved in committing sexual sin. We must turn away from all of these things. It is affecting us. It will pollute you in your life. Do not let yourself watch at things that are going to inspire lustful attitudes within you. Now in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19, the Bible says, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I've also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. The works of the flesh, they are going to hinder you from entering into your inheritance. And fornication and adultery, there they hid the list. God wants you never to be involved in these things. You've got to watch your thoughts. You've got to watch what you're looking at. Don't let yourself watch those TV programs or movies that are going to inspire that. You need to turn away from it. It is ministering these spirits into you, and it will place these desires within you. God wants you to turn away from it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1, it says it's reported commonly that there's fornication among you, and such fornication as is not as much named among the Gentiles, that you should have, one should have his father's wife. That's incest. He says, you're puffed up, and you've not rather mourned. He that hath done this deed might be taken away from among you. For I verily is absent the body, but present the spirit, have judged already, as though I were present, concerning him that hath so done this deed. Here, this one was ended up being delivered over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh. I'll tell you, we've got to turn away and not give place to anything in our life. The Bible says a little leaven will leaven the whole lump. And then in verse 9, he says, I wrote unto you an epistle not to company with fornicators, yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or with idolaters, that then must needs be go out of the world. He says, I've written unto you not to keep company with any of these, and we're not even supposed to eat with them. We should stay away from those people that are walking in fornication. It's got to be put out of your life, and you need to stay away from those who are involved in it. It will cause a contaminating effect upon you. God says that we should be staying away, fleeing fornication, not allow it to be operating in our life. But instead, he's called us to holiness. He wants you to take your thoughts captive and watch what you see and hear and think upon. Think on things that are right and glorify the Lord in your body. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today,